What's good? What's good? We're back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to a video with Just Pearly Things. I guess you could say it's controversial. She's giving her opinion on women and relationships and I think women's rights and things of that nature in general. And I do agree with a lot of what Just Pearly Things says, but I think there might be a few things in here that we might have to pump the brakes on. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
It's that turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one, that egg.
Everybody talk about this is a new
drink. That's that turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one. That, hey,
everybody talk about Dizzle new drink. They like, do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle of Dizzle or bottles, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, actual store locations where you can buy your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. And also the Dizzle Brand hats, t-shirts on the DizzleBrand.com store as well. Just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. Link will be in the description. All right, let's get into it. Just Pearly Things. That's the thing. Like, even when people speak the truth nowadays, the truth is the most controversial thing in the world nowadays. But let's keep it moving.
Right, so first of all,
okay,
be careful.
Okay.
Right. We're not too far away from Old Compton Street. Okay. If a feminist sees you holding that sign, she'll come over and punch you in the face to tell you how innocent she is.
Okay.
So okay. How innocent
so
she is.
I think feminism is a hate group. I think they actually hate men. I don't think it's about equality. I think in 2022, as a woman, I have nothing to fight for today. 1,000%. This is my opinion. I'd love to hear what yours is.
Right. What you're feeling is true.
Okay.
Feminism has been changed and corrupted.
Okay.
But so has people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Positives whisper, negatives shout. Mm-hmm. So we tend to see negatives first. Mm-hmm. So no matter which group you're in, mm-hmm. negatives will always be prominent in your head. So when you look around the world, all you see is that's negative, whatever, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So you live in a world of negativity. Mm-hmm. And that makes people angry.
Yeah. So.
And that leads to hate and other things.
So why do you think that is? Why do you think as women we focus on like the hate? Rather, because we live in one of the freest societies ever in history. Yeah.
There are two motivational forces.
Okay.
Survival, reproduction.
Okay.
Survival, fear, negative, get away from me.
Yeah.
Love, positive, come towards me.
Okay.
Positive, negative. It's very simple. But we twist. We love what we fear, fear what we love, and we twist.
Okay.
By nature, everything twists. The earth goes around the sun, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
So negative shout, beauty whispers. They both talk simultaneously, so we always hear the negative, the shout, over the whisper.
Right.
But the whisper's always there. If you've got faith and hope, then the whisper's always there.
Yeah.
If you haven't, because the shouting is so loud, then everything is darkness, black, negativity, anger, hate.
Right.
Hold on, let me pop in before he answers that. He said something, we love what we fear. That makes a lot of sense. America, especially in American culture, we love movies with killing and violence, but when you're put in that situation, I guarantee most Americans fear. They fear. So they love what they fear. We definitely love negativity. Like, the news only really tries to report the negative stuff. more than anything. We love controversy. That's why they say controversy sells. Yeah, man. We, you know, and that's the thing. Me personally, like, I can't have people in my circle that are negative. Like, people that think negative on the daily or just regularly or just too much, I can't even have them in my circle. Everybody in my immediate circle are positive thinking people that wake up every day just trying to better themselves mentally, emotionally, physically, or financially, you know, in the world. So, yeah, but we do love the things we fear, because I would argue that most people would, if put in the situations that these violent movies are in, they'll shit their pants. But they love these movies more than anything. We love gangster movies and things of that nature until, you know, you're faced with having to face a gangster. Then the fear comes in. So let's keep it moving. Let's see what he's going to say about his question.
Everyone. Because if we're talking equality, yeah, from everyone.
Because feminists don't actually want equality.
Yeah, run that back too. Let me run a question back.
From everyone.
Oops, my bad.
Shouting is so loud, then everything is darkness, black, negativity, anger, hate.
Right. What would you like to see from feminism, like, in the future?
From everyone. Because if we're talking equality, yeah, from everyone.
Because feminists don't actually want equality. They just want equality when it benefits us.
I was born in 67, yeah, summer of love. I was raised through the bra, right, burning and the independent, yeah, woman. And yeah. Right? And I've always been raised by strong women.
Yeah.
I got my testicles from my father, but I got my bollocks from my mum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
My bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, like,
so being passionate and having strength and tenacity shouldn't be a bad thing, yet it is looked upon as a bad thing now.
I know.
Because,
right,
it's a more sheep-like environment. So the people that are more fearful, worried, hateful, negative, yeah, stand out more,
yeah,
in a peaceful crowd, yeah, than they would do when everyone's lively.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's I don't even think the majority of women are feminists, to be honest. Most women I know, like, don't identify as a feminist because that group is like, they're just so man-hating.
Yeah.
Like, I love men. I grew up around brothers.
Okay.
I got two sisters.
Some people,
yeah,
want to be dominated. Right, on one,
yeah,
level, but then hate themselves on another level,
uh-huh,
and they build up their own internal battle,
yeah,
their own yin yang. Negatives tend to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so I want to tap into something. I thought this was a different video. I actually agree with everything pretty much said on there. And that guy broke down a lot of things. He said something about, you know, being passionate and, I guess, being harsh and aggressive with what you do has became a bad thing. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm a music promoter, and when I consult people, I'm not this nice guy, hold your hand, because I'm very passionate about the music business, and I'm very passionate about giving the right info. And the music business is a very harsh business. It's a very dirty, shady business. So you can't sugarcoat things, you know, and that's the thing. Everybody wants they want to be coddled. They want you to hold their hand, you know, before you tell them the truth or you speak any kind of facts and whatnot. And even on the podcast, like, I've gotten so comfortable with the podcast. I've gotten so used to doing it, the repetition of it. And now I'm even more passionate about it. Like, I literally don't make no money off the podcast yet. And I did start this podcast to generate an extra income, to monetize my channel, generate an extra income. And also have a platform for my clients as well to, you know, do guest interviews and promote their products and brands and services and whatnot. You know, but now become very, very passionate. So, yes, I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to be in that. I'm a cat that's very harsh with how I say things. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, you know, put the cherry on the top. I'm going to tell it how it is, you know, facts before feelings, man. I'm never going to lie just so somebody could feel better. No, I would never lie. Like, honesty is at the top of my list. The top. You know, because when a person is honest, they pretty much have a lot of other morals and values that pretty much automatically fall in line, you know, as well. So I agree with pretty much everything she said. Feminists are hate groups. They are a hate group. They hate men, and they don't want equal opportunity. They want equal outcome and just all the cushy jobs. You know, it's like Jordan Peterson said, if they really want an equal opportunity, then half of the female nurses will go to be bricklayers or construction workers or, you know, whatever these other jobs you don't see a lot of women doing, you know. So once again, I'll take you up to the end. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.